50% more SuperSyn. MOVA 1 extended performance really does extend performance and provides powerful protection of critical engine parts for an incredible 15,000 miles guaranteed. Okay, so maybe you aren't driving the world's most expensive car, but we'll guarantee you that for the next 15,000 miles...
Are you getting promoted at the speed you want and getting the raises you deserve now? If not, contact DeVry University's Keller Graduate School of Management about earning a nationally recognized MBA while you work at one of their 72 locations or online. In Keller's MBA program, learn the latest skills in your field so you have a competitive edge and get promoted faster. Get serious. Find out now how to make this happen. Click right now on the Keller banner in your audio player to learn more. Keller Graduate School of Management. Traction for your career.
701,000. That's the Jewelry Exchange in Greenwood Village, 770-1000, or go online at jewelryexchange.com.
Ed Schultz is going to tell it like it is, and now he has more time to do the telling. Fewer commercials means more talk on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk, KKZN Thornton Boulder.
America Radio News, good morning, I'm Wayne Gilman. The Algerian government is expressing surprise this hour after two of their diplomats were kidnapped this morning in an upscale section of Baghdad. The diplomats were reportedly dragged from their cars and taken to an undisclosed location. No one has claimed responsibility for the abduction yet. Algerian authorities are shocked by the action since the government is not supporting the U.S.-led coalition in Iraq. Kidnapping of the diplomats marks the latest round of abductions of high-profile government figures by the insurgency in a bid to dissuade the targeted governments from doing business with the new government in Iraq. Yesterday it was just a matter of speculation, but today it is fact. New York City Police Department has been joined by other elements of law enforcement in conducting random searches of the city's buses, trains, commuter rails, and other vehicles. This in a bid to thwart possible terrorist attacks like those experienced in London, England in recent weeks. Many in America's largest metropolitan community are expressing fears of privacy invasion and racial profiling, but it appears the vast majority of those using mass transit applaud the searches. In London, British police reportedly shot a would-be suicide bomber. The incident occurred as the bomber was about to take his own life in the latest random act of terror at the Stockwell subway station in Great Britain. Police say the suspect was killed. Vice Chair of the September 11th Commission, former Democratic Congressman Lee Hamilton, says the government is making slow progress in securing the lives of Americans based on the panel's recommendations, but Hamilton, in giving the Bush administration a mixed grade, made clear that the government still has far to go in securing the country. Hamilton says the one lesson learned from the recent terrorist attacks in London is that those who wish to inflict harm are quite patient. State Secretary Condoleezza Rice demanded an apology, but that may not be good enough after members of her staff, including an NBC News correspondent, Andrea Mitchell, were roughed up while on a visit to Sudan in northern Africa. Rice was able to achieve a telephone apology for the nation's foreign minister, but the incident was tantamount to pouring salt on already open wounds that appears to be taking a long time to heal in spite of humanitarian efforts in the politically strife-torn country. Secretary of State Rice meets Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon today to press for renewed coordination between Israel and the Palestinians on the Jewish state's planned Gaza Strip pullout. In a possible sweetener for Sharon, Israeli media reported that Rice had proposed a summit to bring together Israel and Arab countries after the pullout, but neither U.S. nor Israeli officials could confirm those reports. Washington hopes Sharon's plan to evacuate all 21 Jewish settlements in Gaza and four of the 120 in the West Bank will help revive stalled talks. Wayne Gilman, Air America Radio News.
This news report is brought to you by General Motors. For the first time in history, everyone in America gets the Buick employee discount. You pay what Buick employees pay, not a cent more. At participating GM dealers only. Hurry, event ends July 5th.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
Well, we already have a couple issues to start off your day. Northbound I-25 had a really bad overnight accident at 136. It was shut down, but crews have just opened that up again, so those delays should clear up within the next few minutes. Now, if you're coming out of the Thornton North Glen area, southbound I-25, move along just fine into downtown and through T-Rex. I-70 clears in both, is checking clear in both directions from Wheat Ridge over to Aurora and C-470. Seeing a nice ride across Highlands Ranch. Now around town, we're off to a good start. Arapahoe and Broadway look good. Foothills Parkway, the Diagonal and Highway 93 doing well. And the Turnpike's trouble-free east and westbound through Broomfield and Westminster. And Wells Fargo customers, buy any three regular 6-inch subs at Subway for only $7.99. That's right, stop by any participating Subway location all day, any day, and receive three regular 6-inch subs for just $7.99. Coupons and full details at WellsFargoLink.com. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
The Supreme Court, Karl Rove, the war in Iraq. It's time for progressive thinkers to take back America. It all starts July 30th at the Jeffco Fairgrounds. When AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Now's the time to get the Harley-Davidson you've been dreaming of. Freedom Harley-Davidson is having an end-of-the-model-year blowout sale on all remaining 05s in stock. Freedom Harley-Davidson is now open 6 days a week and is offering zero down on most models with approved credit. Plus, stop by now and register to win free summer concert tickets. Freedom Harley-Davidson on Colfax, two blocks west of Wadsworth. Check freedomh-d.com for more information. Stop dreaming and start enjoying the ride. Get to Denver's premier dealership, Freedom Harley-Davidson.
MusicBeyondWords.com. I'm your host, Marie Michaels. You've waited a long time for this. Now with just a click of the mouse, you can experience New Age music on your computer like never before. MusicBeyondWords.com. Remember Sunday mornings? MusicBeyondWords.com will help you capture that morning sunrise. Maybe revisit a walk along Cherry Creek. Enjoy pure New Age music from today and yesterday with MusicBeyondWords.com. Delicate vocals, native flute, slacky guitar are but a few of the incredible sounds you will experience with MusicBeyondWords.com. Soothing, refreshing, 24 hours a day without interruption, MusicBeyondWords.com. Take a moment and join me, Marie Michaels, on a musical journey through the inspiring sounds of New Age music at MusicBeyondWords.com.
And your voice. We are Americans for Energy Independence. EI2025.org.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning. It's 6:06. I'm Aaron Hart. This is the Jay Marvin Show. Glad to be with you again. I'll be with you today. We're going to talk to Robert F. Kennedy Jr. And in honor of that, because he's the author of a book about the environment, of course, I think we ought to talk about this. Do you think it's so hot? Because, I mean, record temperatures in Denver every day brings in a new, in Boulder, it brings a new heat wave. There's going to be one probably today. So, what are we going to do about this? It seems like, you know, but the president, cowboy that he is, he even named a National Cowboy Day, July 30th. Yes, sir. We can all be cowboys. I have nothing against cowboys. I grew up in the Rocky Mountain West, of course. But on the other hand, come on, National Cowboy Day. Anyway, the reality is that global warming is real. Despite what the Bush administration would like you to believe, it's real. It's here, and it's cooking us. So I'm wondering, as you swelter, as we're in the cool of the day and you're getting ready for the heat, do you think we have global warming, and do you think the president is ignoring it? Do you think that he's paying attention? I mean, really, they have been pillaging our environment for quite some time. And we all remember, you know, our lovely Gail Norton, Mountain States Legal Foundation, former AG of Colorado now, you know, Interior Secretary. She gave such a flip interview to, I don't know if you saw it, Wilderness, the Deborah Solomon interview in New York Times on Sunday. Secretary of the U.S. Department of Interior, exactly what do you oversee? I have one of every 5 acres of land in the whole country. And she does. You're the biggest landowner in the United States? That's right. You have more land than Donald Trump, far more. Okay, Norton, no one's ever accused Norton of not having a sense of humor, but, you know, the idea of them owning one out of every 5 acres of land in the whole country brought pause to my heart, yes, again. I mean, I know this. I'm a Westerner. I grew up in the West. I know about the federal government owning land, and some of us like the feds owning land, and some of us are not so happy with it. And I understand all of that. I've been around cows and people all my life. So it's just, but still, it seems to me that this administration has done record damage to our environment from saying, okay, it's all right, a little arsenic in our water won't hurt. Or, you know, clean air, and they do the same thing that they do with the rest of the news. They twist, they obfuscate, they hide, they covert. Now, I know that Karl Rove is really important. I know Downing Street Minutes, it is the anniversary of those Downing Street Minutes. We're going to focus on that a little bit later today. We're also going to talk about Karl Rove, no doubt. I've got some new stuff on John Roberts to give us pause. And I don't want us to lose sight of the war in Iraq ever. Talk about a toxic waste dump. We're creating a whole new area filled with depleted uranium and all kinds of havoc wreaked upon their country. You think they're getting a new sewage system out of this? I don't think so. So one of the problems with the world, though, and I think it ties in very much with the energy crisis and everything else we're doing, and for that matter, if we're going to extend it all the way around, because I'm a woman, I think globally, and about the big picture, I think, you know, by not taking care of our environment, by not working out a better way to plumb the depths of our energy resources in a way that makes sense rather than harms us. I mean, our whole attitude seems to be, you know, conspicuous consumption. Let's just get it done. Let's just use it all up. Let's just waste it, and then we'll be okay. No matters, no consequences, no worries. And we just can't live like that anymore. The other thing I want to talk to you about is a man was shot to death in London today, allegedly a suicide bomber in a heavy coat, may have been spotted from yesterday, may have been a suspect from yesterday, but we don't really know all of that yet. So one of the things, because I was reading late last night before I was slipping off to sleep to prepare for this show, I was reading an article in the current edition of The New Yorker, you know, the one where Cy Hirsch blows the lid off how we tried to cook the elections in Iraq, that one. The latest edition. And I'm reading it, and I'm thinking, I'm reading this article about New York City's terrorism efforts. And I want to talk to you a little bit about that today, too. So today's going to be a busy show, and it's mostly all you. So 303-713-7600. If you don't like anything I brought up, bring up your own worries. But I thought because we're going to have Robert F. Kennedy Jr. coming up on Boulder's Progressive Talk, AM 760. I would love to talk to you a little bit about your concerns about the environment because, for example, front page of the Denver Post today, it's hot, you know, record heat. And I think one of the things that's causing this record heat and causing these storms, the hurricanes have been bad. It's been a crazy time. And I think one of the reasons why it's been such a crazy time climatologically is because, we're punishing the earth, and it's out of balance in a poetic sense. But I also think logically, if you use up all the energy, if you have the Clean Energy Act or Clean Air Act, whatever they call that ridiculous thing that they're the clean coal. I love when they say clean coal. I don't know if you've ever smelled coal burning, but that's nonsense on its face. Why are we still digging into the earth? We should be developing solar and wind, and it's getting to the point where it's even, I saw this green energy promulgator the other day talking about how, look, we have at our capabilities the ability to make a profit out of this. We can do this. We can indeed, in fact, produce energy that can work. So I'd love to hear your thoughts on this. What part of the environment do you see? Because, of course, obviously the Flatirons, the Front Range, clean air, very important in our region because we've suffered such brown, dirty, ugly air until the EPA and our own environmental quality controls kicked in. And believe you me, everyone had to be dragged kicking and screaming into that. So, and we've had our fair share of people who didn't believe anything was happening to the environment. So, I'd love to hear from you. Here's the number, 303-713-7600. Doug in Aurora, welcome to the Aaron Hart version of the J. Marvin Show. Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm well.
I'm a professional chemical engineer. I study a little bit in the environmental aspects of global, and I kind of just get upset at the politics of it. The first question would be, is man responsible for global warming?
Yes.
Okay. Is global warming good or bad?
I don't think it's very good because what's happening in terms of if the polar ice caps start melting, I don't think it's going to be good at all.
Well,
and they are melting.
What are some of the advantages of global warming?
Well, I guess we could all live in the tropics.
Yeah, I guess. See, that's the problem with the environmental wacko groups. They only discuss the negative things about global warming, and they don't even know. They don't even know what the advantages of global warming are.
And what are the advantages? We all get to live in the tropics?
No. The advantages is there's an estimated in Russia alone, over 1 million acres will become farmable in northern Siberia.
Uh-huh.
The farmable land on this planet will go up, estimated between 5 and 12%.
And what happens when it floods?
More food for people.
And what happens when it floods?
Well, it's only going to flood on. We're going to lose twice that much land around the oceans, but none of that around the shores, like the beach. But none of that land is farmable.
Uh-huh.
When you ask Mr. Kennedy today, ask him what are the advantages. There are other advantages, and let's just see what he says. If he says there are no advantages, then he's not very educated on the subject. That's the fact. That's everything. There's pros and cons. What's the advantages and disadvantages of global cooling? There'll be some things that will be bad, but there'll be some things that will be good. Now, all your side does is bitch about the bad things and never bring up the good things.
Oh, no, I think it would be a wonderful thing for our country if we developed an energy and got ourselves free of the crack cocaine of oil in the Middle East. I think that would be incredibly positive.
Well,
I think that would be wonderful.
You know,
I think it would be great for the wind and the solar people to have more business.
And nuclear would be great, too, right?
Absolutely.
More nuclear
no,
plants.
Don't like nuclear. It doesn't have any brakes.
Well,
I think that's stupid.
Do
you want to build a car with no brakes? That makes no sense to me. Makes no sense. Makes no sense to have a car with no brakes. Goes downhill, can't stop it. Don't like it.
Do you know the secrets to eliminating bad breath? Well, now you can learn with a free copy of the Bad Breath Bible by Dr. Harold Katz, a leading expert in oral health. The Bad Breath Bible is the number one reference on bad breath. Find out how to get your free copy today while supplies last at 1-800-774-1071. Whether you're worried about occasional bad breath from garlic and onions, or if you have chronic halitosis due to dry mouth, food allergies, diabetes, or tonsils, the Bad Breath Bible has a solution for you. And if you call right now, you'll also receive a free 2-week supply of TheraBreath, a clinically proven remedy that will completely eliminate bad breath. There's a limited number of copies of the Bad Breath Bible available, so request yours today and learn the secrets to eliminating bad breath. You have nothing to lose but the bad breath. Plus, call right now and you'll also receive a free 2-week supply of TheraBreath. Dial 1-800-774-1071. That's 1-800-774-1071. If you're sick and tired of watching your eyes get weaker and weaker every year, and you're ready to do something about your poor vision, repeat after me. I will take a stand against my weak eyesight.
I won't use my glasses as a crutch.
I will start strengthening my eyes naturally.
I will refuse the high cost of surgery.
And I will no longer accept stronger prescriptions year after year.
I will take control of my vision.
Take a stand against poor vision. Call right now for a free video to find out how you can strengthen your eyesight using the safe, natural solution. It's called the See Clearly Method. It's recommended by eye doctors and available without a prescription. Pick up the phone and we'll send you a free video to see this program for yourself. You deserve stronger eyes. Take a stand. Call right now for your free video to preview the See Clearly Method. Call 1-800-774-1578. That's 1-800-774-1578. 1-800-774-1578.
American Financing Corporation is the mortgage company I trust, and you can too. Hi, I'm Tom Martino, your consumer advocate and troubleshooter. Sure, you'll hear a lot of other mortgage companies saying you can trust them, but are they on our referral list at troubleshooter.com? Do they have a guarantee of good service? American Financing does, and they put it in writing. That's right, they're so sure you'll get the lowest rates and closing costs, they'll guarantee it in writing. How many other mortgage companies make that promise? They're loan officers do not earn commissions. They're paid a salary, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. And they offer every type of mortgage in the industry, so you'll get the right one for you without shopping all over the place. So whether you're a first-time home buyer or refinancing, contact the company I trust, American Financing Corporation, 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. Experience the difference. American Financing Corporation.
County Line Liquor is paying back their loyal customers with the Savings Train card. Pick up a Savings Train card, fill in your favorite item, and have your card stamped with each purchase. Buy six of your favorite item, you get the next one at half price, or buy 12 and get the next one for a penny. Good on every item in the store, including sale items. No games, no gimmicks, no case discounts. Hop on the Savings Train today at County Line Liquor, County Line and Broadway.
Hello?
Mrs. Anderson, this is the collections department.
Oh, hi. Listen, I'm sorry I haven't made my payment yet. I'll get it in as soon as I can.
Mrs. Anderson, I've noticed that you've only been paying the minimum balance.
Is that a problem?
Well, no, but lately your payments have been arriving later and later, and now you haven't been sending any at all.
Oh, some things have come up, and...
Maybe you should call InCharge Debt Solutions. They're a nonprofit company that can help you get debt-free. They work with creditors every day, so they'll stop the collection calls. Then they'll help lower your interest rates and roll everything into one affordable monthly payment.
That sounds pretty good.
InCharge will even show you how to stay debt-free, so you can worry about more important things.
So I won't have to hear from guys like you anymore?
Yeah, something like that.
For a free guide to managing your debt, call InCharge Debt Solutions today at 1-800-778-1617. That's 1-800-778-1617. 1-800-778-1617.
You may qualify for the study. Call Adam at 303-735-4686. 303-735-4686.
Thickening to righties everywhere. J. Marvin, AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk.
I'm Aaron Hart. This is Jay Marvin's show. He'll be filling in for Big Eddie Schultz a little later. Big Eddie's fishing. And I won't be with you on Tuesday as originally thought, but I'll be happy to be with you today. So now's the time to get your licks in at 303-713-7600 on Boulder's Progressive Talk AM 760. Now, we're standing by for Robert F. Kennedy, Jr. He is the author of Crimes Against Nature, How George W. Bush and His Corporate Pals Are Plundering the Country and Hijacking Our Democracy. They have sacrificed, as the blurb says, sacrificed respect for the law, private property rights, scientific integrity, public health, long-term economic vitality, and common sense governance in the corporate altar of greed. Yeah, and it's getting worse by the day. So we'll be happy to talk to him about his latest bestseller. And I'd also love to talk to you. So once again, the number is 303-713-7600. And the thing is, really, I think when I read this facetious article with, it was meant to be a goofy article with U.S. Department of Interior Secretary Gail Norton, but it's still shocking to me to see her glib response to a lot of very serious questions. Robert F. Kennedy, Jr., good morning, and thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Yes, I'm very happy to have you. Actually, I admire your work quite a bit. We were talking this morning, it's record heats in Denver, Colorado. It's been hotter than heck here. And the president is still in denial that there's global warming. Your thoughts?
Well, you know, the industry has hired or spent billions of dollars on a propaganda campaign, including on hiring hundreds of phony scientists, we call them biostitutes, and housing them in these phony think tanks in Capitol Hill, who crank out these phony scientific documents that give political cover to the industry's indentured servants in the political process, so that they, and you know, you remember how the tobacco industry for 60 years through the Tobacco Institute, which was a think tank for scientists who were cranking out these tobacco papers saying that tobacco, there's no proof that tobacco harms people.
Tobacco is
and
good.
This
tobacco
was an industry that was killing one out of every five of its customers who used its product as directed. And 5 years ago, the heads of the seven tobacco companies were able to go before Congress, raise their hands, and swear under oath that they didn't believe tobacco was bad for health. Well, you know, the stakes that the tobacco industry had in terms of profits were dwarfed by what the oil and coal industry has at stake in continued global warming. And they've given $100 million to this president, direct political contributions, but they've also salted the ground with this phony science, which gives him cover to make statements like that. And, you know, this is a president who says the jury's still out on evolution.
Yes.
So what kind of scientific proof are we going to need to persuade him that global warming actually exists when he's got all these other guys out there who are deliberately trying to confuse and mislead the American public?
Crimes Against Nature, I know it's newly released in paperback and has a new epilogue on the 2004 presidential election. You know, sometimes I fantasize Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and I think, what would have happened if Al Gore had become president? You know, and it drives me nuts. So I guess my question to you would be, what is the long-term ramification of having George W. Bush in office for two terms, if he in fact lasts?
Well, no, I think it's really, point out in my book, I think it's a catastrophe for our country, for our foreign policy, for our financial security and for our national security. I have a chapter on national security which talks about, you know, how the Department of Homeland Security has become just a welfare program for states, for, you know, boondoggles and pork barrels spending on things that we don't need. And none of the real issues like protecting our chemical plants, our nuclear power plants, our cargo planes, our ports, none of that spending is occurring.
No, and that's a real scary portion of your book. I've only read excerpts. Unfortunately, I haven't gotten a copy yet. But I really applaud you for citing these issues. What can average people do in order to combat the effects of this administration? Because most of us aren't scientists, so it's very difficult sometimes to know what to do.
Well, you know, one of the issues is that people need to be demanding that the media start reporting on these issues. And, you know, you're really the exception. Most of the media is talking about Michael Jackson and Kobe Bryant and Lacey Peterson and entertaining the American people rather than giving us the hard news that we need to understand to make rational decisions in a democracy.
Well, personally, I think my survival as a human being is highly entertaining. I want to make sure that everybody else survives with me so I have somebody to laugh with. Thank you so much. I know your time is very limited today, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. I do appreciate your time and your help, and good luck with the book.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you.
See ya.
Yep, see ya. Crimes Against Nature, How George W. Bush and His Corporate Pals Are Plundering the Country and Hijacking Our Democracy. I think that's a good title of a topic, don't you? It's 303-713-7600 from Cole, from Scientific Integrity, and it drives me wild. They don't even believe in evolution. It drives me crazy, and I live up in the area where the Discovery Institution is saying, hi, forget that creation science stuff. That was a little too scary. I know. Let's call it intelligent design and pretend that evolution doesn't exist. By the way, there is a great article in The New Yorker, once again, Devolution, which I think was in the May 30th edition, which just totally dismantles their argument about evolution. Tip. I like to give tips to my listeners on what to read to combat their ridiculous arguments. I'm sorry, I'm a little hoarse, so I'm going to take a minute to clear my throat and then jump on with Tim and Aurora. Tim and Aurora, are you there?
Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
How are you?
I'm feeling... I'm feeling pretty feisty.
Good. I like that.
Yep.
George brings that out in you.
He does, and he has so many wondrous ways to accomplish this particular idea.
George, and it's nice that your first caller was part of the George Bush Scientific Visionary Club.
Yes. Yes.
You should have asked him if he wanted to store the nuclear waste in his backyard.
Yes, I would really, yeah, because I live up near, you know, the region where Hanford is, and they're talking about turning us into a toxic waste dump. I don't think I want to be one either. And those of us, and by the way, I didn't even get a chance to ask him either because our time was so limited. What about, you know, all this nonsense about let's start making plutonium again?
Well, sure.
That sounds fun.
Sure.
Those of us who lived in the shadow of Rocky Flats for years really appreciate that one.
We need more nuclear plants that aren't protected.
Yeah, and I personally really want to see plutonium go up again because, hey, we didn't kill anybody in terms of it before. And, you know, really a small tiny speck of plutonium lodging in your lungs, not such a big thing to worry about.
Well, they don't worry about that.
No, they don't.
A horrible administration for environmental, and I've seen where they turned back bills that were passed in the Clinton administration, and they're drilling in Anwar. It's terrible. I mean,
well,
they have no vision. They have no concept of the future.
For 5 minutes of oil, yeah, I, like I said to Robert F. Kennedy, I fantasize about what would have happened if Al Gore had been president. And can you imagine we would have alternative forms of energy in the pipeline. We would literally and figuratively. And we would be working out ways to work out with the rest of the world how to handle global warming. This is nonsense, but unfortunately, wishes are not horses riding.
You got to trust corporate America to do the right thing, don't you?
Yeah, because they sure will, won't they?
They will.
Especially if nobody makes them.
I don't think there's been a bigger, maybe shouldn't use this term, bigger whore for corporate America than George Bush and his administration.
No, and you know something? I have nothing against people making an honest buck. I have absolutely not, and I agree with Robert F. Kennedy Jr. that it makes economic sense to do good, clean business. In the long run, it's going to help all of us more. So why wouldn't you want to be a good business person from the beginning anyway?
I don't know. I was born and raised in Iowa, and near where I live, there's an area called Buffalo Ridge,
mm-hmm.
and it has one of the highest sustained average wind speeds in North America.
You cannot grow up
they
in
did
North
a
Colorado.
huge windmill project back there.
I know what you're talking about. No, there are wind farms cropping up here. There are wind, I'm sure, I mean, down where I lived, up where I lived, actually, in Nunn, Colorado, the wind blows all the time. I mean, what are we doing with Wyoming, you know? They commit
right.
suicide there for the wind. Give them wind time. They might feel better if they had wind farms.
There's not enough profit in that.
Well, see, that's nonsense. There are ways to break through that. There are starting to be models where they can, where you can and do make money. I wish I could remember this guy's name. It was cleanenergy.com or greenenergy.com. It was some group like that. I'll have to Google it to see if I can find it. If anybody knows or saw that same report, let me know. It was a national news report, I think. I meant to write it down and just plumb forgot. But I think we need to search out things like that. I'm not the biggest expert in this area and don't try to pretend to be, but I do know that there are ways for us to make a sense out of this. My dad made a very wise comment once about when Nixon was trying to force the coal industry to put scrubbers on the smokestacks.
Oh.
And they were saying, we don't have any technology. We don't know how to do this. It's going to cost us billions. And Nixon said, do it, you know. And you know what? Sure enough, they developed a way to do it.
George doesn't want to hurt their bottom line.
Yeah, well.
You know, I remember when it used to be good to eat fish.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
now.
No, now I have to count how many times. I'm supposed to eat fish for my heart, right? But I have to count how many times I eat salmon and halibut because I don't want to get mercury piled up in my
right.
body.
Right. It's
nice.
Amazing.
Thank you so much for your call.
Thank you.
I appreciate it. Yep, you too. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in on the J. Marvin Show on Boulder's Progressive Talk AM 760, and you can go to am760.net for further details about that big gathering of progressives next week. Wish I could be there. 303-713-7600. This is Aaron Hart filling in for Jay. Don't forget, he's filling in for Big Eddie Schultz today.
Well, we do have a couple issues for your drive, but nothing too major. Northbound I-25, that's reopened after an earlier crash, an overnight crash, actually, at 136. Then if you're coming out of the Thornton North Glen area, southbound I-25, seeing a pretty nice ride into downtown and through T-Rex. I-70's checking clear in both directions between Wheat Ridge and Aurora and C-470. Also looking pretty good across Hollins Ranch. Now around town, Arapahoe, Broadway, and Baseline are starting to pick up a little bit. Foothills Parkway, the Diagonal, and Highway 93 are moving along just fine. And the Turnpike trouble-free east and westbound through Broomfield and Westminster. Now the good news, FedEx shipping is now available at Denver area Walgreens stores. Ship your FedEx Express and FedEx Ground Pack.
Tired of the same old lunch routine? Stop by your neighborhood Einstein Brothers for a splash in their Taste of the Tropics menu with orange mango bagels, peach mango muffins, kick and jerk chicken salad, and Caribbean crab chowder. Einstein Brothers has many delicious ways for you to escape to the tropics. To find out more about Einstein Brothers Taste of the Tropics menu or to locate a store nearest you, click the banner in your player or visit www.einsteinbros.com.
How much do you love your dog? Shasta's Doghouse provides your special family member a perfect place where your dog can make friends and release energy. Shasta's Doghouse provides doggy daycare and boarding for your pet. Call 303-307-1638 or check out shastasdoghouse.com.
You don't have to be a designer to create an affordable, beautiful home. America's largest Broyhill store is celebrating their grand opening. Be inspired by the largest display of Broyhill furniture in your home. Visit the new Broyhill Home Collection Store, 2 blocks west of Havana on East 12th Avenue at broyhillofdenver.com.
Broyhill Home Collection.
Brakes Plus does over 1,000 brake and auto services daily. They are the experts. Brakes Plus is the home of the $79 brake special and lifetime brakes starting at $99. For money-saving coupons and a location near you, visit brakesplus.com.
If you're a business owner, whether you own a small shop or a large corporation, when it comes to building a new facility, the process can be overwhelming. Concerned with getting the building you need on a limited budget? Call Anthem Steel for a pre-engineered steel building. When you look around, you'll see that more and more businesses, churches, and schools are using steel buildings to save time and money. For as little as $17,000, you can buy a 40 by 60 foot building from Anthem Steel. You can get a 100 by 200 for under $130,000. That's right, a 40 by 60 for $17,000 or a 100 by 200 for under $130,000. For your free information, call 800-771-1868. Anthem Steel has the high-quality solution for almost any size you need. Before you give up, call Anthem Steel for your free information at 800-771-1868. For a church, school or gymnasium, manufacturing, warehousing, or retail buildings, call for your free information at 800-771-1868.
To donate blood, call 303-363-2300 or visit bonfees.org.
Tired of Bush? The change starts now. AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk joins Be the Change USA for a celebration of democracy Saturday, July 30th at the Jeffco Fairgrounds. Speakers include AM 760's Jay Marvin and Ed Schultz, Democrats Andrew Romanoff and Ken Gordon, and entertainment from Nina Story and Lanny Garrett. Tickets are $30. Get them now on AM760.net. AM760.net.
I'm filling in for Jay Marvin this morning on Boulder's Progressive Talk. It's Topic Free Friday. I decided to keep Jay's conceit and keep it going. He'll be, by the way, filling in for Ed Schultz coming up later. And I would love to talk to you about the environment this hour because it's a topic that's been neglected lately in all of the Karl Rovian controversy, the Iraq War, which is extremely bad for the environment in my mind, and bad for human beings. And certainly John Roberts is now a big deal, too. So we can talk about any and all of that. And by the way, I do have email at ehart@entercom.com. Normally you can go to aaronhartshow.com, but don't get me started with the web service that I'm with and now leaving. They are so nonsense. So anyway, don't get me started, though. A little later in the show, we are going to have another brief guest, my pal Martha G of BarkCop.com. So sharpen your pens and pencils. Get ready because she'll be giving us all the left-wing links fit to talk about. And I have a special link up where you can go, Aaron Hart links, where you can find it on Google and go and find all the progressive links that will keep you sane. And she did a special Colorado edition for my appearance here on AM 760, so I'm very happy with that. And we're also going to be checking in with Downing Street Minutes. We're going to talk about that and talk, you know, because it is the anniversary. So, but it's Topic Free Friday. Right now, it's 303-713-7600. Any topics fair game. Go to Deb in Loveland. Hi, Deb. Welcome and good morning and thanks for waiting. Good morning, my friend.
Yeah.
How are you?
I'm doing good.
Do you have your radio up? Because you'll go crazy.
Yeah, I turned it down.
No, that's okay. Good.
Yeah. I love Aaron Hart and Robert Kennedy Jr. My gosh, they're an impossible act to follow. I just love them. But, and I'm not going to solve all the world's problems in a one-minute comment. But we're so discouraged about what's going wrong in Bush and his cronies and his administration. But there are hopeful things, and we have to remember that this is a government of the people, by the people, and for the people. And we don't have to sit around and wait till they get it right. Yeah, we do have to keep calling them and hammering them about the environment and that no, global warming is not just science. It is science, and it's a reality. And we have to see what's being done right. Like, we went to Switzerland, and you can get bikes free. You have to give your driver's license and leave that, and you can bike all day and come back and get your stuff back, and you don't have to pay any money whatsoever. So they're getting people to bike, not drive.
Well, that sounds lovely.
And Costa Rica, who's using goats to mow the lawn. How environment, and not only
who
that, they're providing fertilizer for crops.
Yeah.
And so there's wind farms, the Lakota in South Dakota, and you
right.
can buy wind energy from them. I'm pounding on my husband to get some Lakota wind energy.
Good.
So and drive smaller cars. So we can work on one another.
No, you're absolutely right. The new cars, the hybrids, are becoming more and more popular, and the in thing to get, they're actually, for the first time, people are demanding that Congress, a new poll came out and said people want more MPG. They want more miles per gallon. They don't want cars that gas guzzle anymore. So it seems to me that there is positive change. And you know what? That fellow who called earlier, Doug, who wanted to say, oh, liberals just talk about negative stuff. The conservatives say that all the time. And perhaps as part of our topic-free Friday, we should look for the rainbows and the positive events that have been happening lately, because it's really important to look at that as well, I think. Every now and again, we have to sort of dust ourselves off and say, hey, what's happening good in the world? And I think you're very right on with that. Thank you.
And just as the waves wear down the cliff, we have to remember that when we get it right and keep doing it, we're going to make inroads.
I agree. And the people working together, look, did I ever think growing up that I would see a massive gathering of progressives in my lifetime at the Jefferson County Fairgrounds of all places? No. So I'm really happy to hear that. I mean, just in the years since I've lived in Denver, I think things have been changing very much to the positive. And I think that's wonderful. Thank you so much for your call.
Keep it up, Gail.
You betcha.
Okay.
Now, another thing, positive or negative, I mean, records predicted this week. I mean, 104. Today it's going to be 100. Ah! Saturday it's going to be a whopping cool 98. You know, the last time July 31st came as hot as this Thursday, Ronald Reagan was still learning it, too. So if anybody's listening in Fort Carson, you know, you're welcome to call, because I believe that they should have more of a say. I really do. I think that, you know, we're not hearing enough from, and most of what we're hearing from people, though, seems to be when I was corresponding with somebody who was stationed in Mosul, you know, he's a good liberal, so he would write about what was happening with the politics back home. Because he was very concerned about the election. But most of the concerns he said there were, did we have enough security in the bases? Did we have enough, you know, armor? And just grunt things. So if you're worried about your own survival, I don't know how much of a long view you can take. Do you know what I'm saying? If I were getting shot at every day, I'd be sure as heck a lot more concerned about any armor that I could pack on my Humvee than I would be about the larger picture.
Well, I have a friend who went to Iraq from Colorado Springs, real good friend of mine. And like he says, you know, politics doesn't matter when you're getting shot at every day and you're just worried about making it out of there alive.
Yeah.
Politics doesn't matter, you know. But it's concerning to me that it doesn't seem like, you know, the people that are sending people to war just don't seem to have talked to the people that, you know, are in the age group that are going to be sent over there. So, like, you talk to the people that are actually going over there and, you know, the stuff that you hear from them, you know, whether they're for the war or against it, just doesn't match up with what you hear from people who aren't going to be going over there.
What a great idea. You know, they have stopped wars in some cities by women deciding to band together and, you know, saying no. I'm thinking maybe we should have town meetings and talk cross-generationally much more often than we do now as well. Thank you. Great suggestion, Lindsay. Thank you so much.
Thanks for talking to me. Have a good morning.
You bet. You as well. I'm Erin Hart, filling in for Jay Marvin on Boulder's Progressive Talk, AM 760. Do please stay tuned. We're going to be talking briefly to Downing Street Minutes and Downing Street Memo organizers. Then we'll be back to you, so hang in. Stay on the phones. We don't want to lose your comments.
Since the other side has their radio, we figure we should have ours too. AM 7. Get in now for Christie Sports' store-wide grand opening sale celebrating their newest store now open at Flatiron Crossing. The sale runs now through July 4th at all Front Range locations. Save up to 25% off all their Homecrest Palm Bay patio sets. Plus huge savings on their cast wicker and teak furniture from Casual Classics. With quality iron sets as low as $3.99 and 6 months same as cash, you can have your furniture delivered this week. Call 1-877-SKI-SMART or go to ChristieSportsPatio.com with 18 Colorado locations.
Oh, 1000. That's the Jewelry Exchange in Greenwood Village, 770-1000, or go online at jewelryexchange.com.
Jay Marvin in the morning.
Now's the time, now's the place.
On AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Now, more than ever.
KKZN Thornton Boulder.
This is Air America Radio News. Good morning. I'm Wayne Gilman. British authorities and those in Pakistan are paying close attention to signs of a link between elements of the Al-Qaeda terrorist network and the July 7th bombings in London. Investigators are yet to uncover empirical evidence, but a published report today points to how discussions were held a year ago by Osama bin Laden's top operational planner and others to stage attacks in London. The report says Pakistan has become a breeding ground for the terrorist activities. Despite the government's best efforts to stop it, investigators told the Wall Street Journal today that Al-Qaeda's possible role in two recent attacks in Great Britain is quite strong. Authorities in London have provided the latest update on their ongoing investigation into the spate of bombing attacks. Scotland Yard in the past hour released four photographs of suspects they're looking for in connection with the recent attacks. Police Chief Ian Blair says one of the suspects was wearing a New York T-shirt.
We believe this man had traveled northbound on the Northern Line from Stockwell Underground Station to the Oval. He was wearing a dark top with the words New York written in white across the front. This top was later found in Cowley Road, Brixton.
London Police Chief Ian Blair speaking to the press just moments ago. Authorities in the nation's capital, Washington, D.C., are debating whether to implement stop and search procedures that are currently underway in New York City, particularly on the city's buses and trains. So far, one arrest was made this morning in New York in connection with a police crackdown to thwart terrorism. Vice Chair of the September 11th Commission, former Democratic Congressman Lee Hamilton, says the government is making slow progress in securing the lives of Americans based on the panel's recommendations. But Hamilton, in giving the Bush administration mixed grades, made clear that the government still has far to go in securing the country. Hamilton says the one lesson learned from the recent terrorist attacks in London is that those who wish to inflict harm are quite patient. Federal agents have shut down an elaborate 360-foot drug smuggling tunnel dug underneath the U.S.-Canadian border, the first such passageway discovered along the nation's northern edge, according to officials. Five people were arrested on marijuana trafficking charges, U.S. Attorney John McKay said, in this border town about 90 miles north of Seattle. And the Department of Homeland Security announced yesterday that it has no plans to enlist citizen volunteers to help patrol U.S. borders one day after the agency's top border enforcement official said he was exploring such an idea. You're listening to Air America Radio News. Good morning. I'm Wayne Gilman.
This news report is brought to you by General Motors. For the first time in history, everyone in America gets the Chevy employee discount. You pay what Chevy employees pay, not a cent more. At participating GM dealers only, hurry, event ends July 5th.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Well, crews are still busy with the crash southbound I-25 at the Washington Street Bridge, so it's slow from 6th Avenue on down at westbound I-70, bunching up from Quebec. That's because of an earlier problem at Brighton Boulevard. Those jams starting to clear up pretty quickly. Now, in Aurora, southbound 225, slows approaching Parker Road into the Tech Center and around town. Arapahoe and Belmont, still a little busy. Foothills Parkway and the Diagonal are thinning out, and the Turnpike looking pretty good in both directions at the moment. Now, taking a look at the forecast, another hot one, high is close to 100. We're already looking at 85 degrees. The Regional Air Quality Council and STEP Foundation urge you to take care of your summer air. You can reduce ozone pollution by tuning up your vehicle and checking your tire pressure frequently. You'll also get better gas mileage, too. Visit ozoneaware.org. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Tired of Bush? The change starts now. AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk, joins Be the Change USA for a celebration of democracy.
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to get the money?
Are you ready for a real home-based business that can get you out of the rat race and into financial freedom? Hi, this is Dolph DeRouse. I bought my first property at 17 without a penny to my name, and since then I've made millions in real estate. I have engineered a proven system to real estate buying that will show you how to buy money-generating properties so you'll never have to work again. Let me show you how you can get started right now. With my techniques, you can learn the secrets for spotting deals that come along on average once a week, and pick up plenty of homes that generate lots of cash and become rich, very rich. Call 1-800-400-9349 anytime, 24 hours a day, and I'll send you a free tape that explains how easy it is. Instead of just making a living, let me show you how to make real money. Call 1-800-400-9349 and get your life back. Again, that's 1-800-400-9349.
Are you getting promoted at the speed you want and getting the raises you deserve now? If not, contact DeVry University's Keller Graduate School of Management about earning a nationally recognized MBA while you work at one of their 72 locations or online. In Keller's MBA program, learn the latest skills in your field so you have a competitive edge and get promoted faster. Get serious. Find out now how to make this happen. Click right now on the Keller banner in your audio player to learn more. Keller Graduate School of Management. Traction for your career.
Now's the time to get the Harley-Davidson you've been dreaming of. Freedom Harley-Davidson is having an end-of-the-model year blowout sale on all remaining 05s in stock. Freedom Harley-Davidson is now open 6 days a week and is offering zero down on most models with approved credit. Plus, stop by now and register to win free summer concert tickets. Freedom Harley-Davidson on Colfax, two blocks west of Wadsworth. Check freedom-d.com for more information. Stop dreaming and start enjoying the ride. Get to Denver's premier dealership, Freedom Harley-Davidson.
MusicBeyondWords.com. I'm your host, Marie Michaels. You've waited a long time for this. Now with just a click of the mouse, you can experience New Age music on your computer like never before. MusicBeyondWords.com. Remember Sunday mornings? MusicBeyondWords.com will help you capture that morning sunrise. Maybe revisit a walk along Cherry Creek. Enjoy pure New Age music from today and yesterday with MusicBeyondWords.com. Delicate vocals, native flute, slacky guitar are but a few of the incredible sounds you will experience with MusicBeyondWords.com. Soothing, refreshing, 24 hours a day without interruption, MusicBeyondWords.com. Take a moment and join me, Marie Michaels, on a musical journey through the inspiring sounds of New Age music at MusicBeyondWords.com.
With us only at Fazoli's in Arvada, Denver, North Glen, Fort Collins, Littleton, Longmont, Centennial, Aurora, Edgewater, and Lakewood.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
And now it's all too short. We're headed into the last hour. Well, okay. I'd love to talk to you again, so hopefully I'll get a chance to fill in for Jay soon. Don't worry, he is filling in for Ed Schultz today, so you'll get your dose of Jay Marvin. I just want to ask the indulgence of John in Centennial, Ron in Littleton, Chris from Chicago, Paul in Denver, because callers are most important today. It is topic-free Friday, so all of you hang on.
Terrific, Maurice Hinchy is. He's a congressman from upstate New York. And he did a town hall meeting in his district, upstate, which is a conservative Republican district, and brought 500 people to their feet talking about how Bush needs to be held accountable for the Iraq war lies.
Wow. And Liz Holtzman, a good liberal of all time in New York.
And in particular, Liz has written an excellent article for The Nation about the torture and the failure to hold accountable the people at the top. All we've done is hold accountable the people at the bottom, the Lindy Englands, the nobodies.
Yeah.
But the people who wrote those legal memos authorizing torture, they haven't been held accountable. In fact, they've been promoted.
So what is the key of, if you are given a choice of what's more important right now, Karl Rove, the Iraq War, the Downing Street minutes, or the nomination of John Roberts to the Supreme Court, what would you pick and why?
All of the above.
Good. A good Democrat never chooses. I know I won't. So anyway, go ahead. But why are we? Because here's my conflict with this, Bob. Every time I hear about the, and I believe we should all read the Downing Street minutes. We should read them over and over again and remind ourselves of how we got here. But the reality is, a lot of people, Jonathan Alter, just lately in Newsweek, wrote, "Well, that's why it gets a duh, is because this information was out there that they manufactured the reason to go to war." Why should we still remember this, and why could it still possibly be explosive for the Bush administration, in your mind?
Well, the Iraq War is the dominant issue. Nearly 1,800 American soldiers are killed. Mm-hmm. Tens of thousands have been maimed. Tens of thousands more have been psychologically scarred for life. That's just American soldiers. 100,000 or more Iraqi civilians have been murdered.
We've
spent $300 billion and counting. This is an ongoing quagmire, and we've got to focus the people's attention on how we got there, because we've got to get out.
And so what would be the way to get out without leaving behind an all full-blown civil war, in your mind?
Well, the first way to get out is we've got to hold accountable the people who took us in and get them out of office. I'm talking
Amen.
About George Bush, Dick Cheney, Donald Rumsfeld. They've all got to go, and they've got to be replaced with people who are not corrupt, who are not, you know, whose motives are not about oil and greed, but want to make the world a better place.
Well, I would agree with you, and I'd say it starts earlier than that, in 2006, where we should throw out the Republican dominance of both the houses of Congress so that we have an effective check and balance on the Bush administration.
And so that we can impeach them, because this Republican Congress will not impeach. That's why we need a Democratic Congress.
Heck, I just want to see a thorough investigation. I'll settle for that to start out with. You know, I just like a few pointed questions to be asked that got actually answered and held accountable. You know, I'd settle for a question or two to start. I mean, gee, isn't that terrible that you'd settle for a question? But you know what I mean? It's just because I flinch when we say, okay, let's just impeach. I mean, because I want the process to be heard. I don't believe in impeaching over a sexual act in the Oval Office, by the way, but I do believe it for lying to take us to war. I do believe it for revealing the identity of a CIA agent. I do believe your administration should be called to accountability. So I'm certainly hoping that you're absolutely right, that we keep paying attention. Your sense is one of the co-founders, rather, of Democrats.com. Do you think Democrats and liberals are still really fired up?
I think we're getting fired up. You know, I think we sense that Karl Rove, the scandal will explode because he did lie to the grand jury, and he will be held accountable by the special prosecutor.
Well, and Louis Libby, too, looks like he may be in trouble as well.
And others, Stephen Hadley and Condi and Ari Fleischer and the whole crew is potentially mixed up in this.
Yep.
And the next thing we need to ask for is to expand that investigation, because Bill Clinton was impeached when the Whitewater investigation was expanded to include Monica. So we've got to expand this investigation to the whole question of the lies that were told about Iraq.
Great idea. Thank you so much. Good luck with your celebration tomorrow. I know that there are going to be more than 300 of them around the country, and I wish you well. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us, Bob Furtick of Democrats.com and AfterDowningStreetMemo.org. Thanks. I want to get right back to the calls, though, because this is Topic Free Friday. So I believe, John and Centeno, you're still holding on. I hope so.
I'm here, Aaron. How are you
doing?
Hey,
I'm well, John.
Hey, where do you normally work? I mean, where can I hear you?
I normally work in Seattle, Washington. I'm heard on 710 KIRO.
Well, great work. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
And good pick, Jay.
Thanks.
Anyways, a couple things. First to Bill on Highway 80 there. God bless you, guy. I thank you for your service, and I thank you for being what you think to be an American, but you're mistaken. You know,
and for people just joining us, remind us, attack the idea, would you? Because, I mean, if you don't agree with somebody, that's swell, but remember, people tune in to talk radio all the time, so remind people, what was it of Mike's theories that you didn't like?
Oh, it was, no, I was talking about, I think it was Bill, wasn't it?
Oh, I'm sorry, Bill. I thought you said Mike in Highway 80. I'm sorry. See, even I get confused. Okay, so you mean Bill, the one who called us lily-livered cowards?
Yeah, we're all a bunch of cowards and blah, blah, blah.
Yellow-bellied, yellow-backed. I can't remember whether it's my back or my front. But anyway, go ahead.
Sure, all the hate rhetoric,
yeah.
And then hang up, because that's what they do. You know?
Hate, yell, blah, 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 and hang up.
Yeah, and, you know, everybody frames everything in the left or the right, or the liberals or the conservatives, or, you know, and the world is gray. It's not black and white. And I think that what we really have, if you're going to divide it into two sides, is we have Americans who are concerned about what their government is doing in their name across mm-hmm. the world. Mm-hmm. And on our side, you know, Bill, I'm not afraid. You know, I would once again be willing to put my life on the line to defend your right to say what you want to on a talk radio. Mm-hmm. God bless you, but we're not cowards. We're patriots, and we're trying to find out what we can do to stop this murderous treachery that our government is putting forward. I've been blown away by this phenomenon of these right-wing nuts for years now. I mean, ever since back in the Reagan years when I really saw it start to pick up.
Yes.
And, you know, I've been trying to decide what allows them to do that, and I've come up with what I think is the answer, is mm-hmm. there's a certain amount of laziness. It's a cognitive lollygaggers that will listen to Rush Limbaugh and Bill O'Reilly and all the hate mongers.
Ditto, mega dittos, mega dittos, mega dittos.
But, you know, it's like just to take it on the face and then go about, you know, what it is. And these guys lie all the time, and you know, they're never held accountable for that. But
so not cognitive dissonance, cognitive laziness. I like this idea.
Well, yeah, they're all the gaggers. They just, you know, it's so much, you know, and the world is a hard place, and, you know, now it's, I mean, we have our jobs, and we have everything we're doing, so it's really easy to take these little sound bites and call it great.
Yes, but you know what? It is useful to use sound bites to counteract them, I have to admit. I do work to think of ways to frame things or to say them quickly, because in our fast, you know, 15-second soundbite, you know, lightning world. It really does help. I agree with Eddie Schultz about this. They are geniuses at reducing things to two words.
I agree.
And it, I agree with you. I believe that the world is black and white, is not black and white, but shades of gray as well, or at least multicolored.
Yeah.
And the problem is, it is dense and it is complex. But I think you have to grab their attention first with the quick two words, and then, you know, try to get their cognition involved and their intelligence guided by their experience involved after that.
I agree with that. And that having been said, I just like to make one more point.
Sure.
We, you know, I could be wrong, but it seems to me that there's never been, throughout the history of this planet, an insurgency. And, oh, by the way, you know, these people are not all terrorists. We are turning a lot of average Iraqis into warriors. We're doing that. But I can't cite an instance where you've been able to kill that away, you know. The only way that's going to change is if we take away their reasons.
Good point. And that's going to be foundationally very difficult, but the worthier goal in the long run. Thank you so much for your call.
2006. Everybody vote, because this is
indeed
the most important time of our plan.
And make sure that your voting machines work in your area. And if you don't have workable ones, insist demand a paper ballot or vote absentee, whatever you can do to make sure your voice is heard. I'm Erin Hart, filling in for Jay Marvin on Boulder's Progressive Talk, AM 760.
Do you know the secrets to eliminating bad breath? Well, now you can learn with a free copy of the Bad Breath Bible by Dr. Harold Katz, a leading expert in oral health. The Bad Breath Bible is the number one reference on bad breath. Find out how to get your free copy today while supplies last at 1-800-774-1071. Whether you're worried about occasional bad breath from garlic and onions, or if you have chronic halitosis due to dry mouth, food allergies, diabetes, or tonsils, the Bad Breath Bible has a solution for you. And if you call right now, you'll also receive a free 2-week supply of TheraBreath, a clinically proven remedy that will completely eliminate bad breath. There's a limited number of copies of the Bad Breath Bible available, so request yours today and learn the secrets to eliminating bad breath. You have nothing to lose but the bad breath. Plus, call right now and you'll also receive a free 2-week supply of TheraBreath. Dial 1-800-774-1071. That's 1-800-774-1071. If you're sick and tired of watching your eyes get weaker and weaker every year, and you're ready to do something about your poor vision, repeat after me. I will take a stand against my weak eyesight.
I won't use my glasses as a crutch.
I will start strengthening my eyes naturally.
I will refuse the high cost of surgery.
And I will no longer accept stronger prescriptions year after year.
I
will take control of my vision.
Take a stand against poor vision. Call right now for a free video to find out how you can strengthen your eyesight using the safe, natural solution. It's called the See Clearly Method. It's recommended by eye doctors and available without a prescription. Pick up the phone and we'll send you a free video to see this program for yourself. You deserve stronger eyes. Take a stand. Call right now for your free video to preview the See Clearly Method. Call 1-800-774-1578. That's 1-800-774-1578. 1-800-774-1578.
American Financing Corporation is the mortgage company I trust, and you can too. Hi, I'm Tom Martino, your consumer advocate and troubleshooter. Sure, you'll hear a lot of other mortgage companies saying you can trust them, but are they on our referral list at troubleshooter.com? Do they have a guarantee of good service? American Financing does, and they put it in writing. That's right, they're so sure you'll get the lowest rates and closing costs, they'll guarantee it in writing. How many other mortgage companies make that promise? They're loan officers do not earn commissions. They're paid a salary, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. And they offer every type of mortgage in the industry, so you'll get the right one for you without shopping all over the place. So whether you're a first-time home buyer or refinancing, contact the company I trust, American Financing Corporation, 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. Experience the difference. American Financing Corporation.
Drop by MileHighMarket.com today and double the cash in your wallet. That's MileHighMarket.com.
Our morning show just got a little bolder. Jay Marvin, live from Boulder on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning. It's 303-713-7600. Our lines are full currently, but I'd love to hear from you. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in for Jay Marvin, who, by the way, is filling in for Ed Schultz today. So do please make sure you check in with Jay a little bit later in the day. You'll have to compete with everyone else in the country to talk to him, but hey, all the more fun. Ron in Littleton, welcome, and thank you for joining me on Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Morning, Aaron.
Morning.
None's number one citizen.
Now I recognize your voice.
Yeah. No, yep. I'm joking. I have some friends that have a son in the Marine Corps.
Yep.
He's been in there for a long time. And what really irks me, and I hear this over and over from other people who are in the service and reports, if they want us to be loyal and have people join the service and be loyal to our servicemen, and there's always this thing about support our troops, tell me, why is a friend of mine, son, who's a buck sergeant, been in the Marines for 8 years, living in San Diego, to get by, his wife needs food stamps if he goes overseas?
There is
you know
no
what it's
reason.
Like to live in San Diego?
Yes. I mean, I've been there. It's really expensive.
You can't get on post housing.
Yeah. Yeah. It's really difficult.
And
it's an expensive city to live in.
Oh, yeah.
It's a coast city.
Oh, yeah. And another fact, you go right here in Fort Carson, in the, you know, our big military town, Colorado Springs. It's expensive rent. The grocery stores near the post.
Mm-hmm.
And there used to be the thing
to say nothing of the fly-by-night loan companies that will loan the money at loan shark interest.
Yeah, go along North Nevada Street and look at all the pawn shops.
Oh, yeah.
And the thing is, too, is to make this real quick, is that years ago, the safety valve for the average soldier or Marine or Navy man was the base exchange of the PX.
Right, and now they wanted to.
Oh, they've gutted it because the local merchants complained that they were losing money to the PX.
Such a, ain't life grand,
well,
and isn't it wonderful? You ask people to sacrifice, you pay them minimum wage, and then risk their lives and limbs for the country, and then you treat them like dirt when they come home. Ron, thanks so much.
It's good to hear your voice again.
Yes, sir.
One more point. I have a cousin who's a West Point graduate and career officer, full bird colonel, and you talk to him about the war, and he says, in private, he says, that a lot of the high-ranking officers, and he's stationed in Washington now, despise Bush, and the thing is, they'd want to get out. They can't.
Because they can't
they're
because
frozen.
They're
stop-loss. They're officers. They're frozen.
Right. Stop-loss.
It's a lost cause, let me tell you.
Stop loss for a lost cause. Great.
Okay,
thanks so much, Ron. Cheerful call. Good to hear your voice, though. Chris from Chicago, welcome.
Hi, Aaron. How are you?
Good.
It's really funny. I didn't say funny, but what's really interesting is I like the way the other side continues to use God, country, history against anybody that disagrees with them. What's very interesting is you're the president talk about how we are giving freedom, we are giving democracy.
Mm-hmm.
What's very interesting, if you go back in history, you look at the father of democracy, the father of the Federalist part of our Constitution, Thomas Jefferson.
Mm-hmm.
His infamous comment is, democracy is never given, democracy is earned. And if you look at everything that's ever been done, everywhere democracy has flourished and has come from, it is earned, is never given. And I say that from the standpoint is, if you look at the commentary, how they'll say, Ronald Reagan is the one that brought down communism. Ronald Reagan didn't bring down communism.
Mm-hmm.
Communism came down with a bunch of... ship workers in an eastern Polish city that wanted to build a church that was not given to them to be built. And they said, we want this church, and started the process that brought down the entire communist movement. It is people.
No, it's people, absolutely. I think the American farmer trading with the Russian farmer had something to do with it. I think the television and radio had something to do with it. I think communication between regular folks, I'm absolutely with you, had a lot to do with it.
What I'm saying is it has to start with the people. The people
absolutely.
Want, the people have to go in the streets, and the people are the ones that have to say, I will give my life to make this change. And what happened is we've given to the Iraqi people our vision of democracy, which is chaos. And that's what they see democracy as.
Yes, which isn't a very comforting thought. Thank you very much for calling from Chicago. I appreciate it.
Take care.
Yep. Paul in Denver, thank you for joining us on Boulder's Progressive Talk AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, hi, Aaron. Hello?
Yes.
Oh, hi. I'm on the other end of the spectrum as far as the... that call you got from that person who called you a chicken or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a true pacifist. I think the military is evil. I think that might does not make right, as Martin Luther King, Gandhi, Chief Joseph all showed us and other people, that if you live by the sword, you will die by the sword. And that so we need to get out of there as soon as possible, because more and more people will just continue to die, and you don't end terrorism and you don't end conflicts and wars by fighting back. You sit down with people and or you do nonviolent protests the way Gandhi and Martin Luther King did, and put your life on the line that way. So that's all I wanted to say. But
thank you. No, thank you. Thank you for your thoughts. I have a lot of empathy with all of the leaders whom you spoke of, but I just don't think, I know I'm not evolved enough yet. When we were attacked on 9/11, I thought we had to go into Afghanistan, and I stand by that decision. Iraq, a bridge too far in my mind. Timothy from the United Kingdom, thank you for joining us on Boulder's Progressive Talk. Welcome.
Thank you. Hi, I'm an author from the UK. I'm just doing a coast-to-coast tour at the moment, and I'm in Denver right now. I'm giving a talk tonight at the Tattered Cover about a new book I've got out called The Laughing Jesus, which is an indictment of fundamentalist religion, and looking at what are the root causes of the kind of religious conflict which we're seeing in the world today, and which I've heard you been discussing today.
Yes. Now, let me ask you a question. Is it the lasting, L-A-S-T-I-N-G, Jesus?
The laughing Jesus.
I thought you said the laughing Jesus, and now I want to have you, are you coming to Seattle? Because I want to have you on my show there, too. I'm going to ask you to go, remain on hold, and I'll get your email from my producer, if you don't mind.
Great, I'd love to.
Yeah, because I'd love to hear more about it, because I also am involved with a group called Faith Forward up here, which is, you know, progressives who are saying, hey, there's a progressive side to religious beliefs, too.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, what is your book, The Laughing Jesus, about?
Well, its subtitle is Religious Lies and Gnostic Wisdom, and it's doing two things. On the one hand, it's trying to show what we call literalist religion is, which is religion, which, well, it's based on one crazy idea, really, that God writes books, that some books, or inspires them anyway, that they're not just books, they're more than books. They're sacred scripture, and they have the absolute opinions of God in, and we need to follow them for all time, which just traps us in the past. So we look at the Old Testament, the Tanakh, the Jewish Tanakh, and the New Testament, and the Quran, and really drawing on the modern archaeology and latest historical research, kind of just unpick that crazy idea and go, look, these are books. There's good bits, really good bits, and there's really bad bits. And unless we can discriminate between them, we're caught in this endless cycle of violence, which is inspired by the texts themselves.
Yeah, I've never thought of it being fun to be being stoned for wearing, for example, spandex and cotton today. I don't think that's a really good idea. But I understand. So you've looked at the Tanakh, you've looked at the Bible, you've looked at the Quran, and I agree with you. I think there are fabulous bits in each, and there's some really rather scary parts in each. Why this movement in our day and time, do you suppose, to sort of re-emphasize the literal interpretation of these books?
Well, I think the first thing is to understand that it isn't anything new. This is what has ruled for, you know, it gave us the 1,000 years of the Dark Ages. You and I are able to have this conversation on the radio, on a telephone. Because
and think of it, I'm a woman, too.
Indeed, absolutely. Yeah, huge. I mean, what a change. Wow. Because we stopped reading just these books.
Yes.
And we started looking at what our experience really was and the birth of science. So that is it. Now, I think that we've come so far that there's a reaction. And if you look at these movements in history, like the Renaissance, for instance, or even classical Greece, and there's always a reaction, a kind of backlash to these great movements forward in consciousness. And I think we're witnessing one now. I mean, I think, I'm an optimist. I think we can move through this. But I think it will help us see what we need to leave behind, but also what we can take forward. Because, I mean, you mentioned what you were doing in Seattle. I think there's something very valuable right at the very heart of spirituality, which is incredibly precious, and we don't want to get that lost. And we want to bring that out. So our book is divided into two halves. The first half is the bath water, which we want to get rid of. The second half is the baby, which is the thing you don't want to throw out as well.
Now, you keep saying our book. Did you write this with someone?
Yes, I did. I wrote it with a very dear friend of mine, Peter Gandy. We've written a number of books together. We're best known for the Jesus Mysteries, because that was a big bestseller here in the
UK. I remember hearing about that. Yes, indeed. Now, I would like to hold you over and speak to you a little bit more, if you don't mind.
Sure.
So, Timothy from the UK, and I also need your whole name, too. That would be helpful if people would like to get your book. So we'll get that all coming up on the Jay Marvin Show. I'm Aaron Hart on Boulder's Progressive Talk, filling in for him. And now it is time to check in with Bailey and traffic.
Well, thanks, Aaron. We do have one accident working right now. It's northbound I-25 near Yale. It's someone in a car tangled up, so that's bunching things up just a little bit. Southbound I-25, we have a stall at Downing, so that's keeping things flowing way into the tech center. I-70 looks pretty good in both directions on your approach to I-25. And in Aurora, southbound 225, a little slowing into the tech center there. Around town, Arapahoe and Belmont, they look good. Foothills Parkway, the Highway 93, and the Diagonal are moving along fine. And the Turnpike also in pretty good shape in both directions. Taking a look at the forecast, going to have another hot one on our hands with highs close to 100, already sitting at about 87 degrees. K&H is the only window and siding company in Colorado personally endorsed by Tom Martino. They have quality materials, professional installation, and an exclusive Lifetime Plus guarantee. Call for details and schedule your free in-home estimate at 421-7.
County Line Liquor is paying back their loyal customers with the Savings Train Card. Pick up a Savings Train Card, fill in your favorite item, and have your card stamped with each purchase. Buy 6 of your favorite item, you get the next one at half price, or buy 12 and get the next one for a penny. Good on every item in the store, including sale items. No games, no gimmicks, no case discounts. Hop on the Savings Train today at County Line Liquor, County Line and Broadway.
Hello?
Mrs. Anderson, this is the collections department.
Oh, hi. Listen, I'm sorry I haven't made my payment yet. I'll get it in as soon as I can.
Mrs. Anderson, I've noticed that you've only been paying the minimum balance.
Is that a problem?
Well, no, but lately your payments have been arriving later and later, and now you haven't been sending any at all.
Oh, some things have come up, and...
Maybe you should call InCharge Debt Solutions. They're a non-profit company that can help you get debt-free. They work with creditors every day, so they'll stop the collection calls. Then they'll help lower your interest rates and roll everything into one affordable monthly payment.
That sounds pretty good.
InCharge will even show you how to stay debt-free, so you can worry about more important things.
So I won't have to hear from guys like you anymore?
Yeah, something like that.
For a free guide to managing your debt, call InCharge Debt Solutions today at 1-800-778-1617. That's 1-800-778-1617. 1-800-778-1617.
RG. Mercury, lead, phosphorus are just some of the hazardous materials found in computers and electronics. Improper disposal can be...
Tired of the same old lunch routine? Stop by your neighborhood Einstein Brothers for a splash in their Taste of the Tropics menu with orange mango bagels, peach mango muffins, kick and jerk chicken salad, and Caribbean crab chowder. Einstein Brothers has many delicious ways for you to escape to the tropics. To find out more about Einstein Brothers Taste of the Tropics menu or to locate a store nearest you, click the banner in your player or visit www.einsteinbros.com.
Not a cent more at participating dealers only. The GMC employee discount for everyone. Event ends August 1st.
This is Ed Schultz. If you don't like the way things are going in Washington with Bush and company, be the change. Join me and AM 760's Jay Marvin Saturday, July 30th at the Jefferson County Fairground. It's a celebration of democracy.
Brought to you by Be the Change U.S.
How much do you love your dog? Shasta's Doghouse provides your special family member a perfect place where your dog can make friends and release energy. Shasta's Doghouse provides doggy daycare and boarding for your pet. Call 303-307-1638 or check out shastasdoghouse.com.
Yes, I have a last name, Hart, that rhymes with a lot of things. I have a sense of humor about. The Lasting Jesus is your book?
The Laughing.
Laughing. I'm sorry, Laughing. I wrote down Lasting. This is my problem. I write things down and then I can't read them. Laughing. I should remember that. Okay, The Laughing Jesus. And that would be like Laughing. And you're at the Tattered Cover this evening at what time?
7 o'clock, low downtown.
Lower downtown. So 7 p.m. Lodo, The Laughing Jesus, Timothy Freak, FREKE.com.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. Well, we'll look forward to knowing more about your book and checking in about it. I appreciate your time and your help, and I look forward to having you as a guest on my show up in Seattle.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. All right. We're going to talk to my friend Martha G., entertainment editor of BarkCop.com, coming up as well. Rosemary in Longmont, welcome. So all of you who love Lynx, stay tuned.
Yeah.
Hi, Rosemary.
Good morning. Listen, I'm a WW2 nurse. But
I had the feeling I should salute you.
No.
Well, did you notice I said yes'm?
Oh, okay.
No,
thank
go ahead.
You.
Sorry.
Well, anyway, I'm very concerned about what's happening to our young people in the military. And I think, you know, the Bush outfit is so incompetent that what we need to be doing is what President Clinton said. We need to be finding Osama and getting those cells of terrorists. And I don't care what they do to them. They can kill them on the spot. I'm a peace-loving person, and I hate to say that, but they didn't care what they did in 9/11. That's horrible. And we're not doing the right thing either. We've got to get these out-of-control fanatic people, and some of them are fanatic about religion, and we have to get them under control or lock them up, I guess. But something drastic has to be done. And if Harry Truman was here, I'm sure he would do it.
Yes, the poor buck stops here, and he would also take responsibility for it, too. Thank you so much for your call.
All right.
All right, Rosemary, and I have Martha G., entertainment editor of BartCop.com. We are personal friends, just so you know, full disclosure. But she's also a regular guest on my show up here in Seattle because she shares all the links that are fit to talk about during the week, every other week. You've compiled a fabulous list of Colorado links, my friend.
Thank you.
Good job. Okay, so let's run down some of them for people. And, oh, let's tell people, because my website is, as you know, because I've been writing you about it, Fakata for the moment. EarnHartShow.com is proceeding to get back online, but it may take it another week or so. So in the meantime, you can access these links by, forgive me, Martha, I'm such a techie moron, EarnHart Links on Google?
EarnHart Plus Links.
Plus Links.
Yeah.
Right. So if you go to EarnHart Plus Links, that will take you to the entertainment page at BartCop.
Or you can go in through the BartCop page and look for BC Entertainment or Marty's Entertainment page, or it's BartCop E sometimes. It's
right, she's good. Marty on BartCop, but I've been calling her Martha too long to remember that. All right, so you put together some really cool links. One of them is Colorado Political News. Good stuff today. Certainly politics news, inside information. You're saying party Colorado reps go party line on the Patriot Act. Very good to know. Big surprise. Beaupre, Chefley, Musgrave, and Tancredo. Boy, Tancredo has been our favorite on the J. Marvin Show this week.
You sure spit a mouthful.
Whoa! Yeah. Well, like a conservative host up here where I live, too. Just nuke them. So that one's good. You can check in on the latest deal in terms of the voting and everything else. Rocky Watch is quite pithy. Tell me about that a little bit.
I stumbled on it last night or yesterday when I was scrounging around looking for links. And it sort of had a little bit of anything of anyone living in Colorado might be interested in.
And it's really fun, too, because the pull no punches criticize. For example, they go after Vincent Carroll of the Rocky Mountain News and throw stage punches at Tancredo and really light into them for castigating Ward Churchill. But not really going after Tancredo as hot and heavily as they should. And it's written in a very kind of droll and kind of witty style. I liked it.
Yes. I think that much more can be done with a good snark than a full body blow.
You know, snarking is a very good tactic to use, and goodness knows Democrats need to do it. Although, do Republicans get it? Because I'm not sure any of them have senses of humor.
Well, their sense of humor is sometimes, you know, stifled or little things, you know.
Well, humor impaired.
There we go.
Go ahead.
That was all.
Okay. Colorado Lewis. Picante pero sabroso. Saturday beer blogging. Okay, great. On the Colorado hot days. He seems kind of nutty but fun.
Yeah, I kind of wished he wasn't on vacation right now, but when I dug back into the archives, there was a lot of really good reading back there.
Yes, I noticed that, too, dipping in and out. He had thoughts about London and Coyote Gulch. He has a lot of different, well, actually, he refers you to a lot of different blogs, too. Excuse me, that was a referral, not a comment. But I agree with you. He has, from the 14ers, which, of course, are our lovely peaks in Colorado, to permanent campaigns, he has a lot of thoughts, interesting thoughts about the world we live in. I agree. So I don't know who Luis is, but thanks for writing, Colorado Luis. Democracy for Colorado, take the high country back. I like this one, too.
Yeah. Once again, they pull no punches, and they're ready, willing and able to put their opinion right out there for other people to read and go, uh-huh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, okay. I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, tell Democrats what the issues are about. What do you do? We're proud of our moral values. Grassroots training. They offer all kinds of things. Camp Wellstone is coming to Denver in 56 days. All kinds of fun stuff. The cost of the Iraq war is listed. By the way, did you notice that the president is hitting the road for Social Security again today? What's wrong with him?
Oh, you know, a traveling roadshow photo op might get the heat off of Rove and gang.
What?
And let's see, John Roberts has some really good digging going on the John Roberts front.
They're actually doing homework. What's happened to the press? I tell you, we got to throw them in jail more often.
Well, or I'll make an example of one of them. And
yes.
Pick out which one it is.
Ooh. Yes, can we really? Because Judith Miller would have been okay with me. Okay. Yes, she was the one who went, Ahmed Chalabi, what you say, I believe. Thank you.
May I be your stenographer, please? Yes.
Yes. Can I stand still and copy down what you're saying? That would be great. Not to diminish some of her good work, because she has done some, but still, I find it fascinating. Did you see Bloomberg today? They're coming out with a story that apparently Louis Libby and Karl Rove are telling different stories to different journalists.
And different stories, and bringing Timmy Russert into the whole fray.
No, I know why Timmy didn't want to mention to Matt Cooper that he'd appeared before the grand jury. He contradicted Louis Libby.
Mm-hmm.
Woo!
It's getting really good today.
You know, I haven't noticed the Dick Cheney going on his show lately either.
I haven't seen a whole lot of Dick lately.
No, Dick is in that undisclosed location. All right, I want to continue talking to you about your blogs, by the way, because we've got a number of others, and do please check out BartCop.com. Martha G. joins us. If you want to join us, too, I'll take your calls with Martha. George in Capitol Hill. We'll talk to you about the events of the day. She's also got some very cool Karl Rove links. to tell you about, as well as John Roberts' blogs where you can find out more information. I'm Erin Hart, filling in for
You don't have to be a designer to create an affordable, beautiful home. America's largest Broyhill store is celebrating their grand opening. Be inspired by the largest display of Broyhill furniture in your home. Visit the new Broyhill Home Collection store 2 blocks west of Havana on East Gulf Ensign at broyhillofdenver.com.
Brakes Plus does over 1,000 brake and auto services daily. They are the experts. Brakes Plus is the home of the $79 brake special and lifetime brakes starting at $99. For money-saving coupons and a location near you, visit brakesplus.com.
If you're a business owner, whether you own a small shop or a large corporation, when it comes to building a new facility, the process can be overwhelming. Concerned with getting the building you need on a limited budget? Call Anthem Steel for a pre-engineered steel building. When you look around, you'll see that more and more businesses, churches, and schools are using steel buildings to save time and money. For as little as $17,000, you can buy a 40-by-60-foot building from Anthem Steel. You can get a 100-by-200 for under $130,000. That's right, a 40-by-60 for $17,000 or a 100-by-200 for under $130,000. For your free information, call 800-771-1868. Anthem Steel has the high-quality solution for almost any size you need. Before you give up, call Anthem Steel for your free information at 800-771-1868. For a church, school, or gymnasium, manufacturing, warehousing, or retail buildings, call for your free information at 800-771-1868.
Get in now for Christy Sports' store-wide grand opening sale celebrating their newest store now open at Flatiron Crossing. The sale runs now through July 4th at all Front Range locations. Save up to 25% off all their Homecrest Palm Bay patio sets. Plus huge savings on their cast wicker and teak furniture from Casual Classics. With quality iron sets as low as $3.99 and 6 months same as cash, you can have your furniture delivered this week. Call 1-877-SKI-SMART or go to ChristySportsPatio.com with 18 Colorado locations.
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready for a real home-based business that can get you out of the rat race and into financial freedom? Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I bought my first property at 17 without a penny to my name, and since then I've made millions in real estate. I have engineered a proven system to real estate buying that will show you how to buy money-generating properties so you'll never have to work again. Let me show you how you can get started right now. With my techniques, you can learn the secrets for spotting deals that come along on average once a week and pick up plenty of homes that generate lots of cash and become rich, very rich. Call 1-800-400-93. Anytime, 24 hours a day, and I'll send you a free tape that explains how easy it is. Instead of just making a living, let me show you how to make real money. Call 1-800-400-9349 and get your life back. Again, that's 1-800-400-9349.
Are you getting promoted at the speed you want and getting the raises you deserve now? If not, contact DeVry University's Keller Graduate School of Management about earning a nationally recognized MBA while you work at one of their 72 locations or online. In Keller's MBA program, learn the latest skills in your field so you have a competitive edge and get promoted faster. Get serious. Find out now how to make this happen. Click right now on the Keller banner in your audio player to learn more. Keller Graduate School of Management. Traction for your career.
Now's the time to get the Harley-Davidson you've been dreaming of. Freedom Harley-Davidson is having an end-of-the-model-year blowout sale on all remaining 05s in stock. Freedom Harley-Davidson is now open 6 days a week and is offering zero down on most models with approved credit. Plus, stop by now and register to win free summer concert tickets. Freedom Harley-Davidson on Colfax, 2 blocks west of Wadsworth. Check freedomhd.com for more information. Stop dreaming and start enjoying the ride. Get to Denver's premier dealership, Freedom Harley Davidson.
DEET. And stop those ornery disease carrying skeeters in their tracks.
Mosquitoes. Don't let them bug you.
MusicBeyondWords.com. I'm your host, Marie Michaels. You've waited a long time for this. Now, with just a click of the mouse, you can experience New Age music on your computer like never before. MusicBeyondWords.com. Remember Sunday mornings? MusicBeyondWords.com will help you capture that morning sunrise. Maybe revisit a walk along Cherry Creek. Enjoy pure New Age music from today and yesterday with MusicBeyondWords.com. Delicate vocals, native flute, slacky guitar are but a few of the incredible sounds you will experience with MusicBeyondWords.com. Soothing, refreshing, 24 hours a day without interruption, MusicBeyondWords.com. Take a moment and join me, Marie Michaels, on a musical journey through the inspiring sounds of New Age music at MusicBeyondWords.com.
Do you know the secrets to eliminating bad breath? Well, now you can learn with a free copy of the Bad Breath Bible by Dr. Harold Katz, a leading expert in oral health. The Bad Breath Bible is the number one reference on bad breath. Find out how to get your free copy today while supplies last at 1-800-774-1071. Whether you're worried about occasional bad breath from garlic and onions, or if you have chronic halitosis due to dry mouth, food allergies, diabetes, or tonsils, the Bad Breath Bible has a solution for you. And if you call right now, you'll also receive a free 2-week supply of TheraBreath, a clinically proven remedy that will completely eliminate bad breath. There's a limited number of copies of the Bad Breath Bible available, so request yours today and learn the secrets to eliminating bad breath. You have nothing to lose but the bad breath. Plus, call right now and you'll also receive a free 2-week supply of TheraBreath. Dial 1-800-774-1071. That's 1-800-774-1071.
And you'll find them. Martha, one quick thing. Coyote Gulch,
yes.
Great name.
Mm-hmm.
Like that name. Liberal Street Fighter, another one?
Yes. Another one pretty much saying, hey, you're not alone. There's lots of us out here. You need to sit down and read.
Now, question, what's the best? I know you sent me a referral to a Karl Rove documentary called The Architect.
Yes.
Which is really quite scary to watch. I've seen it. It's a frontliner, and that's on PBS.org.
Yes.
Where else have you seen stuff about Karl Rove and John Roberts where you can lead our listeners to so that they can find out more information about these two critical figures?
Okay. Another good source of Karl Rove on Karl Rove is currently in rotation on IFC, the Independent Film Channel, is a movie called Bush's Brain,
mm-hmm.
And that has a lot of good information. Let's see here, Americans United Against Church and State. It's an atheist site, and they've got a tremendous amount of information up right now about John Roberts. PFAW, peopleforTheAmericanWay.org.
Absolutely. Yes, because John Roberts allegedly wants to tear down the barriers between church and state.
Exactly. From what's been read from what small paper trail there is, it's not a pretty paper trail. It leads to the outhouse.
Yes, but do they have the gumption or the strength in the Senate to be able to shoot him down? We'll see, metaphorically speaking, of course.
Yes.
Listen, thanks for your links, as usual. Tasty stuff. I really appreciate it. Thank you for joining me.
Oh, you're very welcome. I'll have the updated links up in about 20 minutes.
Excellent. Wow. Good for you. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome.
All righty. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in for Jay Marvin. Good morning, and thank you. It's 9:50. George in Capitol Hill, welcome. Hey, George. Oops. Maybe George isn't there anymore. Let me go with Mike on ice. Oh, hi, George. Hey, how you doing?
I'm on the air?
Yes, you are.
Yeah, Aaron, you've gotten kind of conservative, even though I do welcome you.
What?
Yesterday you sounded like you didn't see the wisdom of filibustering, if necessary, Roberts for the Supreme Court.
I don't think it'll work. I don't think they can.
I'm a Republican, fairly well known, and I'm a fairly well known higher education, and I'm saying to Arlen Specter and all the Republicans who listen that if he doesn't stand behind Grutter v. Bollinger, that Michigan affirmative action case, he should be filibustered.
Well, I'm not entirely familiar with the case that you're talking about. But
it says that you can use race and ethnicity in considering the Michigan.
Oh, that one. Okay.
Yeah, and I'm
the University of Michigan. Okay.
I'm saying if we don't have some truly multicultural higher education, that's one of the best ways to fight the war on terrorism.
I agree with
you. In other words, start getting in, working with these people, getting into their heads, infiltrate them if necessary. That's the way to do it, I think.
The problem is I'm not sure they have the strength. That's the deal.
Democrats don't have the strength?
No, yeah, I don't think they do. I don't think the gang. Well, I think the Gang of 14 will stop them on John Roberts. I wasn't saying that I didn't believe he should be stopped. I was saying I didn't think he could be stopped.
I'm a Republican. I work for Lowell Weicker in Connecticut. A lot of Republicans have the strength to filibuster if they get some help from the Democrats.
Well, I don't know. I just don't know whether it's going to be done on this one.
Well, it has to be done, Aaron.
Well,
I'm for, you know, I don't see any point in bringing a child in the world when the mother doesn't even want him. You see what I'm saying?
I got to tell you the truth. I've been watching politics for a long time, just as you have, and I got to tell you, I don't think it's going to work on this one. But
you don't
I could
think,
be wrong.
You don't think there's enough? You don't think there's enough women?
I think there's more information coming out every day, and I am not sure. Well, and Gerilyn Merritt wasn't sure either, and I wouldn't question either one of our liberal credentials.
I'm questioning if you don't want to fight. I question how liberal are you.
Well, I think you can go right ahead and question me all you like. I have to give my experience. Intelligence guided by my experience also tells me to tell the truth.
You've been out of Colorado for a while, but our so-called progressive liberal law school gave Hank Brown tenure without a single objection, and he voted against the 1990 Civil Rights Act and voted twice for Clarence Thomas for the Supreme Court as a senator. In other words, our law school doesn't want to fight.
I understand what you're saying, and I accept what you're saying as good commentary, but I don't necessarily subscribe to what you're saying. Thank you very much. Yeah, see, here's the part of the problem. I got to tell you the truth. I'm not sure we're going to win this one. I'm not saying we shouldn't fight. I'm not saying we should lie down. I'm not saying I'm moveon.org, PFAW. Everybody should go after this as hard and heavy as they can. Do I think we may win? I don't know. Let's go to Mike on I-70. Welcome, and thank you for joining me on the J. Marvin Show. Good morning.
Good morning, Aaron. How are you today?
Yes. Hello? Yes, good morning.
I just found 760 about a month ago, and the caller just a while back there kind of struck me about earning your democracy.
Mm-hmm.
And my question is primarily, I don't seem to hear a lot of calling into the show or seeing a lot of emphasis on the youth opposition to the war and to what's going on. And I'm just wondering, is it because there is no threat of a draft that America's youth don't even standing up and making the difference that I think the youth of the 60s and 70s did, or what's your opinion on that?
I think it's part of it. I think when you had a lot of people who involuntarily had to go to war, it was a lot worse. I think one of the problems is now is they're having trouble finding people to go to war. The way that people are protesting this war is they're not signing up for it. They're not enlisting.
Doesn't that seem like kind of a weak response, though? I mean, in terms of their ability to stand up and make their voices heard, or am I off base in thinking this, that the youth has just kind of checked out?
No, I don't find that is true. I think they've got so many complicated issues facing them that it quite often gets very confusing knowing when and where to oppose things. I think it's a very tough time to be young, actually. I think you've got a lot of cross currents. But no, I have faith. My nephews are young, and they're already politically active and involved, and hi to both of you, by the way. And I think the next generation is very active. I just think that they're active in ways that maybe you don't see. They communicate via text mail. They communicate in all kinds of different ways. I think their energy needs to be harnessed. As a matter of fact, I'm looking forward to a conference that we're going to be sponsoring up here, one of the groups I'm involved in, and it's going to be about precisely that, is how the people who were radical activists of the 60s, those of us who became politically aware in the 70s and 80s, can get on with the generation of the 90s and the aughts. You know, how do we all work together to know our basic skills and talents in order to try to communicate our message? And I think it's going to come in all sorts of different ways. I think Martha Jean, that's why I have her on the show, is because I think she knows what's going on in terms of blogs. And, you know, people are organizing and activating, but they're doing it in ways that maybe you don't see.
I see. Well, I just think that, you know, the generations back then made such noise that it caught everyone's attention. And I wish that the generation today would make more noise and at least make their opinions better known. Because I think that's what gets a lot of people's attention, is these are the future generations coming up, and they're going to have to deal with the messes of today.
Thank you very much for your call, and maybe I'll steal that for my topic on the weekend show. Thank you so much.
That'd be great. Thank you.
Thank you. I know a good topic when I hear one. Patrick in Denver, welcome to Boulder's Progressive Talk, AM 760. Hi.
Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning.
Yeah, it's great to hear your voice on the radio again.
Thank you.
What was it? One of the other stations in Denver you used to be on?
Yes, as a matter of fact, I think I used to be on this one with different call letters. But
yeah, right,
yes,
exactly.
And I've been on that slumming station over there, that KOA station.
the reason for my call is I'm one of these guys that I claim not to be a Democrat. I claim not to be a Republican. I think both of those parties let me down. I'm in favor of abortion. I am against the war. I don't like your president at all. My kid's been 2 years in Baghdad, and that's 2 years of sleepless nights for me. I don't have any much to do with him. But I don't understand why neither party. I'm not saying I like Tancredo or I don't like Tancredo, but I'm not understanding why people aren't in favor of locking up the borders. I don't understand this. Can you explain that to me?
Yes, but, it's a hard one to do in 40 seconds.